Well, my friends, what a tremendous joy it is today to celebrate this Mass of First Holy Communion. And we have a great gospel to reflect upon today as we prepare to receive this sacrament. And I'll direct most of my comments towards our first communicants. Jesus loves us. Like, that is, it is a fundamental truth of our faith. And I think if a priest ever got up and this is not going to be the case today, but if you got up and give a homily and you're just like, Jesus loves us, what else is there to say? Like, what more needs to be said? I could go sit down right now, but then maybe you'd feel a little shortchanged. So we're probably going to go for another 12 minutes or so. Buckle up. But this is like it. We've got all kinds of stuff that we believe in our church about the existence of God, about us being created in God's image and likeness, about our dignity as human beings, about God's saving mission to redeem us, about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the sacraments and everything. These important teachings of our church, which our students have been learning in a very good way this year. But at the end of the day, undergirding all of that is not just studying something in a textbook, but rather this relationship of love. Jesus loves each one of us personally. Jesus Christ, who is God, loves me. And he doesn't just love me a little bit. Like, he doesn't just love me part way. I don't know, maybe some of us think deep down in our heart, like deep down, that maybe Jesus tolerates me, right? Maybe he tolerates me. Maybe he loves me, but he doesn't like me, right? Maybe any of these things. And that's not it. Jesus loves us totally. I just heard a woman who's been married for, I don't know, 20 years or so, who I met at a conference recently. And she was commenting about her marriage that she said, my husband and I like each other as much as we love each other. And what a blessing that is, right? My husband and I, we like each other as much as we love each other. And what a blessing that is. Jesus loves me, and he likes me, and he doesn't just tolerate me. Jesus tells us here in the gospel, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Now, if we study Trinitarian theology, how does the Father love the Son? Infinitely. The Father infinitely loves the Son. The Son infinitely loves the Father. So how does Jesus love me? Infinitely. Infinitely. Is there anything that I could do that would make Jesus stop loving me? No. Nothing. Jesus loves me forever. Perfectly. As the Father loves me, so I love you. And again, this isn't just tolerating me. Jesus says, I no longer call you slaves or servants, because as a slave, a servant, they don't know what their master's doing. They just do what they're told. And maybe that's how some of us try to live our religion. I think sometimes if people are like, I don't really like being Catholic. It's boring. I don't get it. I don't like it. Okay. Well, maybe we're living it where we don't really get what the master's doing. We're living it as servants. We're just following a lot of rules. What's Catholicism about? Follow the rules. No. What is it about? I have called you friends. I've called you friends because I've told you everything that I've heard from my Father. Jesus loves us. He doesn't just tolerate us. And he wants to be friends with us. Like, he really wants to be our friend. I don't know if you have had this experience. Maybe, you know, we all have it growing up at some point, that there's someone that's there and they're cooler than we are. We realize this in the dominance hierarchy, right? There's somebody, they're cooler than me, they're smarter than me, they're more athletic than me. And I'd really like to be friends with that person. But they're out of my league. No, actually with Jesus. Jesus is, no offense to how cool we all are, but Jesus is cooler and smarter and more athletic than any of us are, because he's God, okay? And when we look at Jesus, we can be like, hey, I want to be friends with that person. And guess what? Jesus is the one that comes over to us and says, can we be friends? Hey, I want to be friends with you, each one of us, by name. Jesus is the one that comes up to us and says, can we be friends? I want to be your friend. I love you, and I like you, and I want to be your friend. I want us to be friends. I don't want this to be a boss-employee relationship. I don't want this to be a servant and master relationship. I want to be your friend. I want to be friends with you. That's what Jesus says to us. I want to be friends with you and for our students, each one of you. Jesus wants to be friends with you. He loves you. He loves you perfectly, completely, totally. Jesus loves us. And the sacrament by which Jesus loves us, the sacrament of friendship with God, of being close to God, is Holy Communion. That Holy Communion is the sacrament of closeness and friendship with Jesus. And so what a joy it is today. And if we want to live friendship well, again, not just because it's a bunch of rules, but because it does. Some of us, I'll admit, and Father G knows this about me, right? Sometimes I'm a bad friend, right? Sometimes I'm not the best friend I could be. I try, but sometimes I'm not the best friend. I want to be friends. I want to be good friends. I want to be a good friend to people. But sometimes I'm just focused on me. And that's, you can't really be a really good friend to someone if it's about me, me, me. No, friendship is you. I love you. I like you. I want to care about you. I want to know what's good for you. And so Jesus cares about us, and we, each one of us, can learn how to be better friends with him. Jesus, how can I care about you the way you care about me? Jesus, when I receive you in Holy Communion, how can I receive you well and lovingly? How can I receive you in this way that we grow in friendship? And so, for our First Communion students, and for all of us as well, to maybe learn a little deeper how we grow in friendship with Jesus, we just have a few practical points. The first, this is a little bit of a quiz for our First Communion students. When the priest says, the body of Christ, what do you say?
Amen.
Amen. And what does that mean? It means, yes, I believe this. The priest says, now look, if the priest held up the Eucharist and said, hey, this is a piece of bread, should you say amen? No. Is that just a piece of bread? No. Is that the body of Christ? Is it Jesus? Yes. And so, when the priest or the deacon or the Eucharistic minister holds up the Eucharist and says, the body of Christ, what do you say?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe. Yes. That's not bread. Now look, hey, if I hold up my phone and I say, the body of Christ, do you say amen? No. This isn't the body of Christ. This is a phone. What if I hold up the book and I say, this is the body of Christ? Do you say amen?
No.
But if we hold up the Eucharist, we say, the body of Christ, what do you say?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, I believe. Jesus, I believe that's you. I believe that's really you. It doesn't look like you. It doesn't taste like you. It doesn't smell like you. It doesn't sound like you. But I believe it's you. That's you, Jesus. That's you. Amen. So we make a nice, good amen. The second thing that we should do is, if we have a friend, and we just did this last week, and we have a friend and maybe I say something that offends that person, that hurts that person. Maybe I was a little mean to that person, or I didn't treat them well. What do we say to somebody after we've done something wrong? I don't know. Can we say that out loud? What do we say to someone after we've done something wrong? Sorry. We say sorry. And so, not only are you receiving First Communion today, but this past week, many of you made your first reconciliation, where we say sorry. And if with our friend Jesus, if there are times and ways that we've done something that hasn't been good to Jesus, then we say sorry. We go to confession and we say sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry. Because I want to be your friend and I try and I'm not that good at it sometimes. But okay, I say sorry and I start again. The third one. Now let's see if we can get this one, because you definitely didn't get prepped for this one. The third one. If somebody gives you a gift, what do you say?
Thank you.
Thank you. You say thank you. Now when Jesus gives you the gift of himself in the Eucharist, after you say amen and after you receive communion, what do you think you should say to Jesus?
Thank you.
Thank you. We say thank you. And so that's when we go back to our seat after we receive communion and we kneel down and we pray. We don't just kind of look like we're doing something, right? That's what we've got to look like. No, we actually say something. We say, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for this gift of Holy Communion. Thank you for this gift of being, Jesus, thanks for being my friend. Thanks for being a good friend, Jesus. And so when we go back to our seat, we say, thank you. Here's the last practical point, right? So we say amen when the priest says the body of Christ, we say amen. If we do something wrong, we say sorry. When we've received this gift, we say thank you. Now today is your fifth Holy Communion? No. Second Holy Communion? No. First Holy Communion, right? It's your first Holy Communion. But if it's your first Holy Communion, then what do we need after our first Holy Communion? We need our second Holy Communion. And then after that, we need our third Holy Communion. And I don't know, I may be on my 10,000th Holy Communion, right? Because when we have this love of Jesus and we have this friendship, we want to spend time together. And so, guess what? You can receive Holy Communion every single day after today for the rest of your life. Every single day if you go to church, you can receive Holy Communion. And so first Holy Communion is not just meant to be just today, but like, no. In fact, this week, oh, for our first Holy Communion students, guess what we have this week? We'll talk about it after Mass as well. We get a holy day of obligation. It means you got to go to church in the middle of the week, right? You got to go to church on Thursday or Wednesday night. You get to make a second Holy Communion on Thursday or on Wednesday night because we have Ascension Thursday. And then you got next Sunday too. And we have the Sunday after that. And if you're really brave, you could go to church even during the week, every morning. If you could get a ride until you could drive, right? You could go to church and you receive Jesus in Holy Communion. We make today our first Holy Communion, but it should be the first of many, many, many Holy Communions. Because we're friends with Jesus, and friends want to spend time together all the time. Friends want to be together often, and that's what Jesus gives us in Holy Communion. So, let's review. When the priest holds up the Eucharist and says the body of Christ, what do you say? And if we do something wrong and we need to repair our friendship with Jesus, we do something wrong, what do we say? And after we receive Holy Communion, we go back to our seat because Jesus gave us his gift. What do we say?
Thank you.
And are we going to make this our only Holy Communion? No. We're going to receive communion again and again and again. Because does Jesus want us to be his servants? No. Does he want us to be his workers and his employees? No. He wants us to be friends. He wants to be friends with us. And so Jesus, today in Holy Communion, we want to be friends with you. Jesus loves us. Jesus, you love me. You love each one of us. And today in Holy Communion, for our students and for the rest of us here in church, Jesus, we love you and thank you for this great gift of giving yourself to us, body, blood, and soul, and divinity, in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist.